Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
We are still on our teaching service entitled Excellence. Are you blessed, somebody? All right. It was last week Wednesday I began with excellence. In fact, last week Wednesday I just did the introduction to excellence. And then on Friday I dealt with excellence, if that makes sense. So let's see how best God shall help us today. All right. Father, we give you praise and we thank you. The book of Daniel, chapter 6. We'll start from the verse number 1. The book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse number 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom. The verse number 2. And over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satrap might give account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. Verse number 3. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him above the whole realm. Powerful. Verse number 4. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel according to the kingdom, but they could not charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Can you imagine? So he was so faultless that the only sin that they could say he has committed was that he loves God too much. What a powerful testimony. Praise God. Can you imagine? It says, "We can't find anything." Remember, he was an Israeli who lives in a strange man's land, which is called Babylon here. And he says, even with whatever condition that made him a bit uncomfortable, he was still sinless. And that the only sin they could attest of was that he loves God so much. What a powerful testimony. Verse number 7. So these governors set traps thrown before the king and said to us, "King Darius, live forever." The verse number 7. Now all king established a decree and signed the writing, so it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter. Stay here for me. So I made you understand that whatever you pray to God seeking for a miracle, beyond what a man believes, God wants to look at how what you're going to receive will become an extension of his own kingdom. I repeat. Beyond whatever a man desires, if the Lord knows that what he's going to give you will not bring about honor to his name, he won't give unto you. God has never answered anybody's prayer because of them. You see, no matter how passionate you may seem to appear in a place of prayer, God wants to distinguish what you do based on the kingdom priorities. Talk to me, somebody. Watch me. Nobody was created to live for himself. I made you understand that you carry the image of God himself, if it makes sense. So if what you do on earth will not bring honor to his name, you are deficient to existence. God will never reward a man if you are centered on what will make you happy. Your happiness is your responsibility. Your joy is a proof of alignment. Did you hear that? So, man of God, I'm aging. I want to get married. Thank God you have such a passion. Thank God you want to have such a request fulfilled. But the Lord says, how would what I give you bring honor to my kingdom? If what God gives will not give him what he deserves as God over eternity, he will not give that. That is why God is not moved to answer prayer unto men for an alignment. Man of God, why would God allow evil happen to men? I have a good heart. A good heart is not an answer for expansion. It takes alignment for that. Being good might be good in your own head, based on your own decree, unto God say so. Talk to me. Rabbi, thou art a good man, the man said. He says, don't call me good, for none on earth is good apart from God. In other words, the only person to call God good is a man that has God. Is that clear? Uh-huh. So, whenever people say you're a good person, vet their testimony. If they're speaking from the fact of you being credible in act of life, or you just doing good for them. Because an evil man can do good as well. Does it make sense? So God says, beyond what I give you, I should ensure that what I give you benefits my kingdom. Watch me. If God is to give you what you want, the enemy will become your Lord. Did you hear me? If God is to answer you by giving what you want, if God does not vet a man's heart before giving an answer, the devil will not become your Lord. Yesterday, we were praying in this house. And then daddy was giving a testimony of how some of the fathers were so powerful in their days. You see, in life, nobody remembers how good you were in your past. People only remember how constant you've been. You didn't hear me? Being anointed before is not a testimony. We can only make reference, but that respect you deserve based on impact can be given to you. Because that relevance is dead. Oh, you didn't hear me? Don't get me wrong. You see, when I do teachings, I can say deeper things here. By God's grace, we have a lot of Nigerian intellectuals who are coming as preachers. Don't get me wrong. Powerful guys. Doing so well. They speak so well, so powerful. But when we look at some of the revivals of old, these were small boys. There's a preacher called Dr. Lawrence Tete. You might know him. He started this thing that everyone is doing now. Conference to conference. He could single-handedly pack a stadium and they will only sing throughout. When he comes on stage, he might not even preach for more than 2 hours. When he declares healing, no matter how sick you are, you must leave there healed. These were powerful men. They didn't need media to announce them. Their presence could bring crowd. If it makes sense. He recently celebrated 60th birthday, wondering that looking at the weight of the man's impact, there will be such celebrations of him. And my father told me that God knows how to honor men. But the issue is this. Sometimes, when people become self-centered and they forget the kingdom, they become pleasure. Pleasure will not become their God. If that makes sense. You didn't hear me. You see, the things I say are very deep. It may shock you that you think you are prayer now. Let God give what you want. You'll forget prayer. You think you love God. Let God. You haven't seen $1 million yet and you are acting this way. Let God. My father said, if the enemy doesn't get you now. You see, the devil is not after every believer. Not everybody who comes to church knows God. You see, and forget about what you see men do on the outside. God will respect covenant because covenant is righteousness. You didn't get me. If not, a Lazarus who was a poor man will not enter heaven for a rich man to beg, asking for water. You see, there are things a man will have to do to work in assignment. I believe that. But everything is built fundamentally on a man's being. So if what God gives will not expand his kingdom, that thing will become a pleasure to fight your destiny. It will kill you beforehand. So God says, whatever I release answers unto man, before what I say in spirit finds expression here on earth, there has to be that presence of an excellent spirit. Does it make sense? I may not be able to speak to your understanding if I don't speak your language. So God says, I want people to know who I am as God. So I depend on an excellent spirit to bring my assignment to pass. Because the realms at which where God resides in is not permitting him to have himself exposed to people. He lives in a realm of light, a light that cannot be approached by people. So God says, let me find a being that can give express image to who I am as a person. And that thing needed is called excellent spirit. Let me know if I'm communicating, ladies and gentlemen. Praise God. Last week, I gave an example here. That if you are to enter into any country, right, and the people don't speak English, and you meet one person who speaks broken English, you will speak to the person, isn't it? Even if the person may not understand all you want to say, you would have to try to devalue certain things, if that makes sense. So many people don't know that they are on assignment in this world. Did you hear that? One of the major reasons why you can't see people walking in express glory here in Europe because people are centered on what life can give them, neglecting God. You didn't hear me. So the white man will use you until they make themselves rich. Because your belief for wealth is what they can give you. Am I right? So God says, many people don't know that I created them on earth because of something I want to do. And before I can allow them to walk in that life, I should see the spirit they carry. Because a man's spirit is so powerful, determine how long a miracle can stay. Did you hear me? So if the spirit within is not excellent, you will give a different interpretation to God's consent himself. So God says, I should ensure that you carry an excellent spirit. So this thing is very deep here. In fact, your destiny relies on this thing called excellent spirit. So this is a slave that entered into Babylon. And God says, how do I capture the territory for myself? How do I win the king's heart for myself? I want to bring about a miracle that will change the king's heart. But I need a person that carries an excellent spirit. If not, what I decide to do can't find expression. Maybe in your family, almost all the women are marrying wrong. And God wants to give you the right man that will come into your life to change the perception that people have about the family. Or maybe the demonic covenant the enemy has made with the family. And God says, before I do that, I must find a lady that carries an excellent spirit. Because if I don't find anybody with that spirit, you bring brokenness to my act. God can't be shamed. So he can't integrate himself with a man that has no fear for him. Talk to me. Maybe in your family, people have not entered certain pinnacle in life yet. And you are the person that God has given you light. Hello? Recently, a member of our church told us a dream about whoever the enemy wanted to fight. And then when the Lord was describing this man to this woman, God was speaking to this woman based on the man's destiny in the spirit. Even though physically we haven't seen the express image as God intended, because of certain things, you realize according to God's definition for him, he was looking at this age. Listen to my words. So watch me. God is concerned about the spirit that will counter the miracle than the miracle itself. Because beyond what God gives, he depends on your spirit to give honor to that miracle. So God says, how can I win Babylon if Daniel doesn't have an excellent spirit? So I made you understand that according to scripture, excellence simply means being the best at what you do. You see, trying to wait to grow big to manage well is something that will never happen. Now that I'm small, let me do small things. You remain there. Do you know why? Because no vision speaks for itself at the beginning. No vision would ever speak for itself as well at the beginning. It will always be the end that you know that indeed the person has been tarrying in this vision. So making sure that you challenge yourself to become the best is what God requires. So you see, this man called Daniel had every right to remain a mediocre. You were a slave boy in a strange man's land. Why would you want to start to become the best? Talk to me. Are you aware that since the days of Bible history, God has been honoring men in strange man's land? Deborah said, how do we sing the Lord's song in a strange man's land? So you see, waiting to go back to where you came from to walk in dignity is nonsense when God has given you power for the land. You didn't hear me. Having to change your understanding based on whatever decree that surrounds your present territory and not understanding what God has said will make you end in pain and penury. Yes. So prosperity is not from abroad. It's from above. Oh, does it make sense? Talk to me, please. Study your scripture. Joseph prospered not in his father's house. Where? In Egypt. There are certain people God will tell you, live where you are or stay where you are. And he says, as I've given you the clear understanding concerning your life, ensure that you become the best among the little you have. You see, I want you to know that when people challenge themselves, the best comes to them. Excellence. 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 Watch me. There's a realm that governs the anointed. There's a realm that what that governs the anointed. Now, God does not vet a man's anointing based on the gift you expose. You can be anointed and not still be gifted. Hear me? You can be anointed and still not be gifted. Because the first definition of the anointing is the presence of the Holy Ghost in a man's life. You didn't get me. When Jesus Christ told the people how anointed he was, he did not start with miracles. He began with presence. That is why God will never choose gift over presence. You didn't get me. If the Holy Ghost departs from a man, you may still do what you feel like doing when the unction was there with you. But there's no relevance to that. Because what God wants to see as giftings is the Holy Ghost in you. You get me? Oh, praise God. So hear me. I want you to know that when God brings a man into alignment in the spirit, the presence of God that governs your territory looks at the in-depth capacity built. The very moment you decide to stay mediocre, you limit the possibility God has set. When it happens, he can't wait on you to do much with you. Do you know why? Because the mission of God is time dependent. Talk to me, somebody. Just imagine you're going to work and you want to buy bread. And the person who wants to serve you bread is not doing makeup. What will you do? Talk to me. You are in a haste. Your train is fast approaching. And the person says, please wait. Since I want to do things right, let me do makeup first. You leave. Praise God. You may have another customer come and buy from you. But maybe the person that came first will have been your blessing. So you see, a lot of us are giving excuses for things that have no revenue in the spirit. So having the spirit of excellence is something powerful. In fact, you will limit what you carry if you don't carry excellence. It's powerful. This was the same testimony that Pharaoh gave unto Joseph. That, O king, as powerful as you are, search and see if there's any credible man in this place that can stand in honor of the decree. He was trying to tell the person that if you don't find anybody as powerful as I am, look for me. Excellence. Oh, am I complicating here? So you see, many people have this perception that excellence has got to do with you being perfect. I want you to know that perfection is the highest form of excellence. Talk to me, please. Getting to be the best among the little you have is called excellence. Do you know why? Because excellence doesn't stay at one place. It's always evolving. Oh. So for instance, you began this journey of your life in prayer, and God says, build a momentum for that. Stay at where you are just because you perceive certain results. It's trying to pin yourself to a certain place where you can go in life. You began your journey in fasting, and God says, go further. You see, if you do the same thing twice, you won't command people's attention. Did you hear that? Watch me. I've always had respect for my father. And it keeps, you see, I don't say things about my father because he's here. I have so much honor for him in secret. And you know about yourself. You see, there's never a time that something has come up that you not ask daddy about what God has said, that his word has fallen to the ground. Never. When situations become tough, you'll be confused on what to do and just tell him that daddy, let him understand the situation. Let him tell you what God has said. It will manifest as he has said. There's a covenant backing his words, but I believe he has paid the physical price to keep that mandate. You didn't get me? Not every prophet is powerful enough to tell you what God has said in time when this arrives. Some need to find alignment first. You need to clap that. Please leave me the competition here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, hello. To have that accuracy, to tell with precision that God says within this hour, this will happen. We prayed about a situation and then they give us the exact numbers. It happened this morning. You see, you need to understand that if you stay little, you grow little. How do you expect God to walk in certain height in the kingdom if you stay little. See, Africans, we are so spiritual that we believe that mediocrity is the answer. I can't attempt. Let me. If you want to kill a vision, share it with small-minded people. And listen to the words they say. You will know who they are. Oh, praise God. Because certain people have this perception that you can't grow beyond this level. Some people believe, just accept this level as life has brought to you. I wonder how sometimes people can be so funny that they try to listen to the advice of people who have nothing to offer in life. That is the story of, you see, Papa, don't get me wrong. Look at the people you came from Africa, or those you came to meet. The only testimony they have is that they have been here for 30 years. One reckless boy that used to come to this church said God told him that he should anoint in the service. And I said, there is no honor to your statement. Yesterday, I saw him smoking weed. Just imagine, I said, I'm moved by your charisma. Without me not vetting your character. So come and pray for people. But now we have weed smokers in the church. God forbid. Somebody say excellence. Am I teaching here? Watch me. You must fight pleasure not to be impressed with your physical status. Because men who grow higher are never impressed. They are only thankful. Oh, do you hear me? They are never impressed. They want to make sure that they are always evolving into higher heights. You have a cosmic testimony. It's nonsense, I'm telling you. You see, getting to understand that you can live life at best makes you a wonder. Eh? Watch me. The Lord told me, he said, young man, he said, if there's any gifts you will give me, he says, die as a message. You didn't hear me? I had a vision. I told you I was so tired. I'm like, you see, God, I'm tired of doing this morning service and the evening service. You see, it takes a lot to prepare for one service, if you know what. Hope you're aware it's not easy prophesying on Zoom. I mean, in church, you see the people's face on Zoom. Some are sleeping. Oh, praise God. You don't even know who is watching on Zoom. People even come with fake names and fake IDs. I'm telling you. And God says, be so connected that you are telling them with precision what you hear in your ears. If it makes sense. So one time I was here in the office. I'm like, you see, after this, I'll tell the members that we only do one service. I'll just do evening service. Let me go and rest in the house. So that night, I told you how an angel came. I saw the angel flapping his wings. And I saw the angel writing the name of God on the wings. And he told me that the last time he came on earth was when God was delivering the Israelites into the hands of Moses. And he says, and what has taken place in Israel? So he's been sent again to go and defend the walls of Israel. And he told me that. He says, for what you have done and the death of the sacrifice, he says, we'll give you a name. He says, this name you can't call upon the earth. Because when you call that name on earth, the earth will crash. He says, so keep this name to your eye as a proof of who you've come in Christ. Am I communicating? So in my mind, I'm like, okay, I will keep this name in my head. When I come on earth and I pray, I'll call that name. And he says, have you forgotten here in heaven? Whatever you say with your head echoes in here. Get quiet. I praise God. I woke up with this joy that God is impressed with the little we feel is not being appreciated. Watch me. If you want to know that somebody has life, check the status of their hunger. That is why when a man is getting healed from their sicknesses, we use food to attest of how good and how well they've recovered. So it is the excellence. So remember, you are not the only person praying for that miracle. There are 10,000 men. Like God told Elijah, he said there are 7,000 people who have not bowed down their heads to bow. You see, getting to be uncomfortable with your present status makes a man an excellent being. It's a proof you have appetite to be great. I didn't say rash. I didn't say be complete. I said be understanding that there's higher life to this. God told you, says John, come up here. Says Christ higher, because even in heaven, the realm is endless. You can attest of many dimensions in the kingdom based on the hunger you have. Oh, am I communicating right? I made you understand that there are certain areas that God focuses on if a man should appear as an excellent figure. Now, before I do a revision on that, hear this. I told you that there are three basic or fundamental reasons why God wants a man to be excellent. There's no way you can become an ambassador if you're not excellent. You cannot become a representative if you're not excellent. You see, God is big on preparing people. Write it for me. He's so big on preparing people. God told me he's in a rush to create revival, but not in a rush to bring about revived men. He's big on creating people. Years ago, when my late grandfather sent my father to Holland to take over the church, the Lord told my father that, anoint your junior brother for whatever I've intended to do with you in the ministry. Sometimes, because God knows that many people are not wise in covenant, there are things he won't let them see in spirit. Weep. If the knowledge you have about God is based on theory, weep. Because the letter can even kill. Am I communicating? Watch me. God is big on preparing people. He wants you to be a representative of whatever he intends to do per time. And he needs people that he can give precision what he does. Just imagine being a preacher and then you don't know how to talk. How can you be believed? Let's be honest here. I mean, are you aware God told Aaron that you are supposed to serve your brother, not as a competitor, as an orator? When your brother speaks, because the people would want to hear you better, speak on his behalf. Every aspect of your life that calls for thy kingdom come agenda, it needs your preparation with alignment. Talk to me, somebody. Do you know some people don't know how to talk? I told you, in our African society, we believe if you are blunt in your speech, you are wise. That's how funny we are. So you see anybody who is uncultured talking anyhow, you speak the truth. One time I heard a girl say that she speaks the truth in this church, and I laughed because you talk blunt. Being blunt in speech doesn't make you wise, it makes you weak. If you must be... You see, God values what he does. Oh. God. No. If you only knew the time the Lord uses in preparing one thing, you'll be thanking him on a daily basis because you know you don't deserve that thing. We finished our UK conference and a prophet came to me upstairs. He's a man of God. Lay hands and impart me. I said, why? He's a man of God. He says, I've been prophesying for the past 30 years now. But he says, your depth is different. I said, why? He said, because you speak with so much ease. He says, how were you able to call a woman out? The child was not seated by the mother. You went upstairs and then brought the baby and said, who is this? You. He said, man of God, we can't try that. He says, there are only few fathers who work with such confidence. He says, you are a terror. There's something about your life. Do you know what it means for God to give you constant angels who will be with you 24/7? That they can tell you the future from today. You didn't get me? When you look and say, I want to tell you yesterday what happened yesterday. You see, it takes grace. Something bigger than this age must come to your understanding to help you have in your life. I'm telling you. So, just imagine you don't do what is right and you want to believe that God is impossible. The kingdom goes beyond sightseeing. There should be respectable results that commands man's allegiance. So it will take time. So God don't do this anyhow. If you started your Bible journey with an hour prayer, now increase to 2 hours. You're too comfortable. I won't lie to you. I'm being honest here. I told you this. Please don't be bragging here. Look through all the men of God you see on YouTube today that are doing big things for God. You will not find any of them in their late 30s or early 20s. You see them all in their early 40s, two of us. Talk to me. Early 40s, early 50s, early 60s, and even late 70s. Am I right? Yes. It takes the grace of God to do what I'm doing. You didn't get me. There are many preachers in Europe here. Come on, landing, they can't storm there. If they will see crowd, it's because a pastor came from Africa. Talk to me, please. Oh, hello. That ability to have many believe in the vision you carry. And they will say, let us make what you do our burden. It is grace. Sometimes, God wants us to be thoughtful so we can be thankful. When people refuse to say thank you, it's because they've forgotten what you've done for them. You didn't hear me. You might think that Obadiah failed because he wrote one scripture. And you might think Isaiah succeeded because he wrote 61 scriptures. But I want you to know you can't command deliverance on Mount Zion if Obadiah is not there. At every given task, he knows who to bring out. He says, just believe. He gave somebody one. He didn't call the person a failure because he gave the person one. He says, even if you call what is little. You see, God gives men things based on what you know about him. How am I teaching here? Hey, life is not ordinary. Think deeper. Write this for me. Your discovery is your signature. I want you to know that life can forget about men. But life will never forget about men who work in discovery. Life? How is it that people just made mention of common nuggets? They were speaking and words dropped. And some of the words they spoke of years ago are still relevant to this day. All because they discovered something that life will not tell men. Growing beyond what you have is called wisdom. Maximizing in the impact what you carry is wisdom. Do you know some people went to school and they read books because they wanted to pass their exams? They don't know that school dies when life begins. So the knowledge you had about education that made you pass won't be strong enough to help you go through life. Because life is still a school. Kingdom ambassadors. You see, sometimes people ask, why is it that you will not use this person? Watch me. Watch me. In life, whoever you project has your image. Did you hear me? Whoever you bring forth has what? Your image. You see, you should be concerned about the image you are representing than the thought you have for yourself. That is how you were able to compress your feeling. I told you last week, I'm just doing revision here. I haven't begun preaching yet. I told you last week, according to 2 Peter 3 verse 1, you realize that Peter said that if we must appear as excellent beings, we must have the testament of a moral, excellent life. It talks about character. Please hear me well. I'm hoping that this message finds you well. I told you that there is an integrity that makes sense to men. And the integrity God will think of or God will test of. In what sense? You see, a man can be so precise in the way they live their life that if God should show you who they are, you will doubt God from the first time. Hear me? David told me yesterday that if you are an upcoming preacher, you may be moved to listen to any trending preacher. Or maybe any preacher that has paid the price. And you see, whatever they will tell you about what made them successful may be right. Because they may have the record for that. How do you want you to walk in glory without patterns? So getting to look at who they are will convince enough that they are called by God. But God can tell who they are. Now watch me. Daddy told me about how God told him to stop listening to a preacher. If you had the man preach, you stop sinning. Hello? But God says there is something about the man that I can't confirm to you yet. You might call him holy because there's integrity part. But God says I call him a holy being. Do you know why? Because spirit have not taken over him. God defines integrity by the spirit you carry. Give me the keys. Watch me. Egypt had no fear for God, yet they were called successful people. In then world, you can't talk about a man's economy or a country's economy and forget Egypt. In fact, anytime the Lord wanted to show people grace, power, honor, relevance, he would take them to Egypt. He gave honor to whatever Jacob did when Joseph was sold to a slave in Egypt. Yet, he would never recommend Egypt as a place of pasture because he knew what backed them was an evil thing. There are laws provided by God's integrity that can bring a man to precision when you decide to even neglect God. Do you know why? Because a man should not be a believer per se to walk in prosperity. We say, oh, come, let us adore him. What a message. Oh, come, let us adore him. We say, oh, come, let us adore. Oh, my God. He is. We say, oh, come, let us adore him. We say, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come. Let us adore. We say he. Are you blessed? So we have this perception that once a man is right in how you live your life, the state of your spirit must be believed. Watch me. Some people lost what was intended for them because they looked up to people that appeared right before them. Are you aware that Eliab was a brother of David? Samuel said, it looks like the way you have this physical demeanor, you can become a God's king. God says, don't say that. For you men, you look on the outside. I got judged from the inside. Watch me. The spirit a man carries validates who he is. Being right might be validated with the actions you carry. But God judges from the inside. So God says, since you live among men, do what will ensure that you have right before them. You see, I want you to know that in as much as God proposes, a man can oppose. Not because you can't work in functionality, but the issue is that understanding you may have concerning the assignment may be thwarted because many believe in you for that. Christ, as powerful as he was withheld in working in power when he came to his own people because they said, we know who you are. Am I communicating? Jesus told them, I have the power to command angels to come and kill you. But for the sake that all righteousness may be fulfilled, do yours. The ability to forgive. You see, you are not strong because you can forgive. Did you hear me? You don't understand what it means to walk in strength if you can't forgive. Do you know what it means when somebody becomes ungrateful to you? I prayed to God for 3 years, and for 3 years God will tell me that forgive these people. You don't get it. I'm praying that one day God will bring you to the realm of intercession. You see, people feel that being a pastor is pleasure. It is deadly. Do you hear me? It is what? Deadly. You can't sleep on time. You can't do what you feel like doing. Did you hear me? If you are rich because you stole pastors, you stole church money. You didn't hear me. You see, the accident I had 2 years ago, I finished a Zoom service in Germany. I prophesied to a lady about a baby delivery. And the Lord told me that her mother was with her. And I saw the mom telling me in the spirit that I'm the one who has married my own daughter. He says, for years, we tried to blindfold any man of God who tries to deliver this girl from this act. He says, as you are going, we will dig a pit for just to kill you before time. You would have blamed the driver for not driving well. Whereas whatever would have happened was orchestrated spiritually. He says, forgive this man. You see, sometimes, when people have nothing to talk about, they can't influence others to follow them. Because people think differently. Then he says, demons inspire evil men to hear evil things when they choose to believe them. You need to clap for me. I'm telling you. So you see, God says, in order for me to execute the assignment, I may know your heart. But if men can't attest of who you are, it gives difficult to the assignment. Number two, he says, ensure you have knowledge. I made you understand that when you are done with salvation, the second thing you must work on is how you think. So you can't watch anything. You can't listen to anything. You can't behave anyhow. Watch me. Whatever results you are communicating now, your mind brought it. God is not in charge of any physical resource if you give it the mind to produce it. You have not. See, watch me. Ignorance is so bad that it makes you believe the good you see is the good that is. Whereas ignorance will, see, watch me. Ignorance will not let you challenge the current resource you have. It will make you believe that time brought this to pass. You see, be so dedicated that you fight what you knew to walk in the knowledge that predicts destiny. Ignorance. The Lord told me, he said, young man, don't be in search of everything if life must accord you faithful. He says, tarry in the knowledge of the calling given unto you so I can call you successful. Because success is who you become. Say ignorance. Learn to balance. Listen, learn to balance culture. When I started Apostles of Christ, there were many young men here. Many young men. And I look at their life today. The only difference is that they have cars now. Don't like it. I met one of them. Okay, I bring shop. The only witness, he only has car now. Nothing different. And I knew the car was even bought on loan. It wasn't like maybe they bought the cars in there be loan. Every month, 500 euros. Am I being too plain here? Because if, that one, they wake up at 5:30 a.m. Come back at 2. Hallelujah. Should I close? Praise God. When I asked them few questions, I said, Kai, may God preserve you guys. Because with the kind of knowledge you have, life is just joking. When you come into the Christian life, watch me. Don't treat the kingdom life with what you grew up with. Culture has got to do with how people live their life. The kingdom knowledge has got to do with the life that governs God's promise. So you must fight what you grew up with and enter into the life the kingdom requires. If you can't defend the truth that God gives you in the form of a miracle with your life, it didn't come through light. It came through mercy. Because every grace the Lord predisposes must be so evidential that you have the keys in how to communicate it in diverse ways. Knowledge. Being open up to know what God says and being comfortable in executing the assignment makes you knowledgeable. Just imagine a believer fighting Titan because they refuse to know what God has said. I'm blessing a wedding in October in America. I prophesied to my son. He came here to Armageddon. Here. And I said, you have honored this grace because almost all the programs I attended, you're following me everywhere. So I felt, you see, there was this song. I said, I'm going to pray for you. I laid my hands and I took off my shoes. And God told me, tell this man that his wife will come 1st of January. The program is around 10th December. So he told the parents that I'm getting married on 1st of January. They were like, ah, bros, what's happening here? How can you marry January 1st if today is just 12th of December? He said, because the prophet of God said so. So he went to church, came back and says he will not sleep 1st of January. So he was just taking coffee like that, watching TV. God is good. He was like, ah, so how the wife come to me? It was 11:58 p.m. January 1st. When someone says, ah, my brother, I had a dream yesterday, which is January 1st, if I went to church, that you got married. And I just found my heart to link it to a lady called this person. And they spoke 11:59. And I said, God to me, if the lady comes today, marry with this, that would be a wife. So that's fine. So he asked, what's your name? The girl I'm called married this. He said, wait, let me check my book because prophet give me precision. He says, prophet says that you finish your school in May. He says, yes, I'm already in May. He said, that's point number three. He says, prophet says your father's called. He said, that's what he said. Please, you are my wife. We won't date for long. He says, go and tell your father you have met your husband now. Now, the guy said that he believes that God prepared him for 2 years for this. You see, watch me. Anything that will not make you want to believe in who God is, but will make you believe in what you have, is killing you. Do you know why? Because there's a God life bigger than this age. Oh. Number three, it says self-control. Ah, the ability to tame or compress how you feel is called excellence. Trump remains, to me, don't get me wrong, I love him personally. God is good. When he was on the presidential seat, you can't touch Israel. Now, you realize that Trump was so powerful that he felt his money was evidence of wisdom. So he could talk anyhow. Watch me. Daddy says, in as much as you want to be righteous in your act, don't forget that sometimes the race of unrighteous man can become God's evidence. So know how to walk in wisdom so that both the unrighteous and righteous may believe in you. So Christ ate with the sinners. He didn't sin with them. To compress how you feel. It's like somebody presenting a word to you and you are so wisdom. You see, you can kill anger with a smile. You don't have to frown back to look wise. Self-control. Hi. But you see, our people, like, we believe in foolishness. Oh, deliver us. Just because somebody attacks, not to attack back. We attack demons, not men. You didn't hear me. Daddy taught me ministry. No. Praise God. When Daddy told me to take over Germany, there were two pastors there. So, they believed in the pastor that was there before I came. So, you realize we had two members in the church. We had those who believed in the pastor that left. Because they were in contact with them for years. So whenever I come to church and I don't do things like the pastor would do before, they'll be like, Kai, you don't like you're doing your things, so you preach different. The pastor there will call us and come to our house. You're not doing that. God is good. You see, there's a way how you can preach, eh? And the people that will make you feel are less anointed. You come to church and then don't come on time. Oh, 3 or 4. Sometimes someone come and give you give testimony. That I was sick and I called our former pastor. I praise God. And you see, you are boiling. And God says, apply wisdom here. The man of God came to me last week, Sunday, in my office. Say, Prof, I came to apologize to you. An old man. He said, I came to say sorry to you. He said, I think I was bedeviled all these years you came here. But when I listen to your teachings and I look at the wonder I have in my life now, he says, your father gave me a prophecy manifested because I got my documents to your father. I have a new house. I have a new job now. And when I look at what you've told me over the past years, you're a prophet indeed. Watch me. You see, when people don't see the light in you, they lack revelation. You don't stoop low to be with them. Do you know why? Because the same people don't leave, they stay. They may only invisible in time, they'll come again. Self-control. Self-control. You want to react in anger? Okay. Oh, if we didn't have self-control, we'll sack many members here now in this church.
Oh, nah.
You will see somebody acting demonically towards you, and God supply wisdom. Are you blessed? It's only ministry that people would take from you what God has given you. They will become visible benefactors in the act as though they've helped you. Self-control. Sometimes people may want to rush you to take certain decisions. One girl used to come here. When I began in Germany, they were like, oh, Prof, the web members are coming to church. He's a squad leader. And I said, this girl, over my living body. I said, she's so indecent that she will suck people away. Oh, man of God, you have to learn to compartmentalize people. I said, wait, the time will come. After 2 years, when girls reach age 30, I don't know who told them that if you marry 30, you are late. I don't know why. So 30, any boy that comes to this church, Papa will go and talk to the boy about me, and the boy will leave me. Shots like these two. Any boy, what's happening? And Papa, this boy came. You brought the singer from Ghana, and the boy was liking me, and you told something about the boy, and the boy, nonsense reasoning. God is good. Until one day, I had to go and do baptism outside. I thought that I was embarrassed. I was baptizing a child and the mother of the girl came there insulting me that I'm initiating her daughter into occultism. So later, the woman said that this lady that used to come to your church told us you're awkward. Awkward. I don't have money. Awkward. I'll be flying private jet. Awkward. And I'm hey, I'm on fire. Somebody say fire. I'm on fire. Awkward, and I'm fasting every day. Awkward. I'll just come and do and we'll be flying there. God is good. So I asked the person, like, what evil at all have we done to this person? That the person for once can. Somebody around called the lady and said, why are you speaking about the prophet? Is this because Aunt, I came to pick the prophet and the prophet fed his boys? He didn't feed me too in the car. You have mediocres who believe in these things. I said, if you have left our church, it's okay. We didn't say be here every day, but at least don't spoil our name. Whatever you know about us, keep it to yourself. You can't convince anybody to hate us. If that makes sense. Try to recruit people to hate us is a proof you're weak yourself. I was so pained. I was going and I didn't know we passed by her street. And I saw a star fall off. And I said, where are we? They were like, Prof, we are in this person's area. And I said, I'm seeking for mercy for the innocent child. Because what I'm seeing happening, if God does not intervene, you'll be pained. Huh? Sometimes, the evil people that they do, the evil things people do, it leads after them. And sometimes, even men who are innocent will not bear the consequence. When they told me the state of the baby, I began to shed tears. This same person speaking as though we own her life was begging somebody that, please, if you can marry me for one, then divorce might be okay. I want to be called a missus. It's self-control. The attack will always be about you and the intended future. Number four, it says patient endurance. Watch me. Life is a risk. You have to wait to win. The difficult molecule anybody can ever compress life is called impatience. The ability to wait, to have that waiting. No. God says endure the pain that patience brings along with. Patience. The fact everyone is rushing doesn't mean they're winning. Because you can run at a loss. You can be speed. God is never concerned about the speed. Do you know why? Because direction is more important than speed. It's better to start afresh than to stay in error. Patience. Knowing that one day your time will come. Patience. People do give testimonies. And you see, years ago, my father would tell me that, young man, there are certain things you don't have to boil back again because God will become your defense. I told you four people came together to pay our bills in America for us. I told them that God says we should do one, like I said, we should do a 1,000-seater conference. And God told me that, leave the bill for me. Let me pay the bill. If that makes sense. And he says, I'll raise unto you men who understand the mandate. I was there when four people said, the man of God, we want to be the one who pay the bill for you. America, everything is expensive. How much? The building for 3 days is $28,000. And funny enough, the person that now owns the hall now has not become our church member. Were there when they told them that the woman has divided half and given it to them. He said, because she had to pay a bill and somebody gave a testimony about how God paid her bill for her. He said, oh God, let me give half because my husband may not understand me. So she had to go and take half of the money to give back to them. She was there and said, your bill that you've been owed for 10 has been paid now. We didn't have to pray for her. We didn't have to. Watch me. That life God has shown you, it's a life that already exists. God says, let patience bring it to pass. Number five. He says, and make sure you have the knowledge in showing brotherly love. One of the most difficult things anybody can do is to love a person who has no value for your presence. I told the church yesterday online that you are not permitted to love everybody because loving everybody is an impossible mission. You are only expected to love people who understand your worth and value. Because love is not for everyone. Love is for the chosen. Am I communicating here? Yes. God says your destiny is connected to people who have been created by God for you. You don't need too many people to do things in life. You need the right people to make it happen. One right person is equivalent to 1,000 people. That is why a man can start journey alone when a woman enters, become exclusive, one person. That idea where people want to live a life, where they want to please everybody, you kill yourself. You would kill yourself. Because people don't remember. Are you blessed today? Excellent in ensuring that you see, watch me. The fact that God has given somebody doesn't mean that don't be confusion. The Holy Ghost says, set unto me Paul and Silas. They didn't come up with the idea. God said so. But on their journey, something happened. Watch me. God can bring about a godly relationship and it may split because one of them may have an unbearable character. Do you know why? Because the purity of the prophetic word for the assignment is based on the character you possess. Because the character you possess are influenced by spirit beings. So when a good person becomes influenced through either of a demon, you fight the prophetic word. That is why a man can marry. When the woman becomes weakened in her act, God says, leave her. Do you know why? Because what you are born for is more important than pleasure. Am I teaching here? See, these are deep statements here. That idea, you see, some people, they open their arms to everybody. You're not wise. Are you blessed? I look at certain men. You see, you may not believe in this man, and that's your own care. That's your own wahala. Don't get me wrong. We were here when the year started, and BBC brought out news about TB Joshua. God is good. And I saw a preacher man saying that God told him that this year, pastors will be exposed. I'm a prophet. I didn't pray to prophesy. The gift is in the lineage. Did you hear me? Yes. We don't have to struggle to prophesy. God has given us the gift to talk about deep things. We know when people talk based on what they've seen. And we know when people say things based on what they've heard. You didn't hear me? We saw how BBC paid pastors to come and talk as though God's talking to them. Talk to me. We're here when God told me that somebody has brought out a movie about a prophet. And God told me it's not preach, it's mockery. But you call him holy because he talks righteousness. May you not be deceived. The preachers of the law that were laid hands upon, God called them vipers.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminforger.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Forger. On Instagram is Benjamin_Forger. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminForger. And on website is www.benjaminforger.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Forger. The vision, the mission, the passion.